This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream, corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever to the representation of we the people. It is Saturday, June 4th, 2022. We're an hour or two of the broadcast. That means we're taking your phone calls all this hour, 512-248-8252, if you'd like to join in. Paul in New Jersey will be hosting the broadcast on July 2nd. I wanted to remind everyone of that. And I want to remind everyone, support RBN. If you enjoy the broadcast, donate to the network. Things are going through a little bit of a change process at the network. And I think there are good things on the horizon. And so I ask for nothing but donate. And it takes money to run the network. You guys know the drill. All right, going to the phones, Daryl in Canada, Tony and Rick coming up. Daryl, how you doing?
Very good. Well, it's not only Ukrainian people and guys. I mean, I'm locked here. I'm one of the about 15% of the unvaccinated. I'm poisoned up here in Canada, and I can't leave, and I can't fly, and I can't take a train. So thanks to this Trudeau guy. Speaking of him, yeah, I was laughing at Tucker there earlier. It's the only show I watch on television, basically. He was mocked when Justin Trudeau was talking about taking the handguns away from the Canadians with only a clip of five or something. He was mocking his voice and his femininity. I mean, that was so funny. I mean, who could forget Farron a few months ago, right? That thing that went viral when he was in the Parliament, when he talked about the opposition supporting the swastika and Confederate flag. Remember that one, Farron?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. And I think what you're talking about on Tucker, I think I have that clip, one of my clips to possibly play. Did he have a famous maybe hockey player on with him that was talking about what was going on in Canada?
Right. Theron Fleury, right, yeah. Yeah, that's right, exactly, yeah. Yeah, I mean, nobody likes him up here. He's got 32-33% of the vote. Somehow he won. We need a Dinesh D'Souza up here, although we got lots of them, much more per capita up here than you guys have, believe me. But, yeah, we need some investigation, but it's too late. He's still 2025. By the way, he never misses a gay pride parade, our bisexual prime minister, and he marches in them. He just doesn't attend them. He marches in them, and he high-fives people along the side that are cheering. He never does that anywhere else, otherwise he'd be getting, you know, I don't know what he'd be getting on his hands when he tried to do that. Everyone hates this guy up here, but I don't know. It's just part of the world that, you know, that even they're talking about fake elections in Australia that just happened and stuff, so I don't know what's going to happen with all this crap. I mean, Paul in New Jersey, precious sign that he was carrying around. I mean, how good is that? Nothing to be proud of. Just walk around with like almost a piece of tape on your mouth, not say anything, just walk around there. I mean, that is just the best thing I've ever heard that could be done at these parades. That was just the greatest. You know, and as far as gun control, I mean, I think we have anywhere from, I think, 65,000 to 150,000 ARs up here, even if they've been banned. And I think I heard something like 160 have been turned in since the ban in 2015 or something like that. And it just proves to show you, even up here, and certainly in the U.S. even more on steroids, they can pass anything they want. They're never going to turn these guns in. And the police have already said, I mean, look what happened even in Virginia about a year or so ago with that. The police in certain counties there and the whole country, if that ever happened, the law enforcement are not going to kick doors in. They're not going to come in and confiscate. They're not going to enforce that law anyway. It's just another law in the books that's just basically nothing. There's nothing to it. There's nothing to be really afraid of if anyone's afraid that you know, they're going to take guns away or whatever. Because all your neighbors are not going to turn them in either, so you're in good company. You've got nothing to worry about. Farron, go ahead. I've got a few more things, but go ahead.
I think that's a great point because I feel I know the majority of the sheriff's department, we don't have a police department. So we've got the sheriff's departments in, and these guys are not going to come and take your guns. In fact, when they were implementing that where you couldn't go get a haircut at a barbershop and all that stuff, in this county, you could go get a bar. You could go to your barber. They just, you know, the sheriff's department's just not going to implement stuff that's ridiculous and stupid. Now, in the bigger cities around me, oh, they were completely shut down, and they're shut them down. The barber had to stay at home and blah, blah, blah. But in here, no, not in this small county.
Right, and anywhere, basically. I doubt even the people in the city, especially in the cities, the good people in the cities are not going to do it because they need even more than the country people. A couple more things. The great replacement theory, I think maybe people should start saying the great outnumbered theory, because replacement, it kind of has different connotations. But, you know, I got some stark news for a lot of people here. When you start doing the math, there's about 330 million Americans on the census. When you count about 40 million, not this 11 million they've been saying for the last 20 plus years, there's about 40 million illegal aliens in the United States, including visa stayovers. There's a lot of them, too. People don't talk about that, and, of course, the southern border. That makes about 370 human beings approximately in the United States walking around right now. There's 190, 195 million whites on the last census. Now, when you take away about 6 or 7 million Jews, if people tend to do that, we're talking about around 185 million whites and 370 million people in the United States. Anybody that can do math can figure that is, give or take a half a percent, maybe a percent and a half at the most. Right now, as we speak, whites are 50. Count them, 50% of the United States when you count it all. Not 60, not 58 people are talking about. Now, I understand there's people in the United States that look white, and pretty much are, but they check a box that there's something else. So you can count that maybe another 8% or something. But, I mean, they say they're not. So if they take them by their word, right now as we speak, the United States is 50% white if you count everybody in there. Think about that, friend. You know, the good thing about that is at least whites are going to start seeing this, and they're going to start doing what people do in Mississippi and Alabama, you know, Louisiana. They just block vote the other way. You know, not like the rest of the country, but what was the last election? I think 58% of whites voted for Donald Trump or something like that. So you're going to see them more in a block than anything else. And one last thing I want to say is the supply chain, the disruption is, you know, a lot of, you know, I don't, vaccines have done a lot of damage, kept a lot of people at home, kept a lot of people from working because of the mandates and everything, and 10 to 15% of trucks aren't crossing border off the Canadian border, you know, Canada's not that, we need you guys a lot more than you need us, so that's not that big a deal. Fertilizer, they talk about fertilizer, that's not going to hit until later in the year. That's not affecting anything right now, because things have to grow to be short, right? So that's not the big, and the big, last thing I'll say is the biggest problem is going to be not so much the supply chain. It's going to be bad in the fall and winter, but it's going to be the panic buying. People are going to go in there, like you mentioned, the stores are already kind of empty, some of the things, at least 10 to 15. I took kind of my own calculation going through stores up here. It's about 10 to 15% of the shelves right now are empty. It's probably going to be well into, you know, 30, 40 maybe later on. But people are going to panic buy. It's like people lining up at a bank. You know, they can handle like 2%. What, 2% of the cash in the world is available compared to the, you know, the BS Fed saying, you know, we got this much money and all that stuff. And it's just BS. So if people are going to panic buy, that's what's going to stop people from being able to get it, because they won't be able to supply the shelves fast enough. So every time you go in the store, all I'm saying is every time you go in the store, people start, you know, getting a few more items here and there, buy dry foods and stuff like that. But as you can, while there's still quite a bit before people start panic buying in a few months, fill your cart. If you normally spend 50, spend 80. If you normally spend 80, spend 130. Buy. You can't go wrong. You're only going to eat it anyway. It's just going to take you a little longer, but it will, because people are going to get sick in the fall, and that's going to hurt the supply chain even more.
Well, that's some really good advice. That was well said, Daryl. You know, oatmeal, rice, those kind of things last a long time.
Beans, don't
cost a whole lot. Canned meat, you can get like canned chicken, you get canned meat, beef stew, that kind of stuff. These things last a couple of years. Soups that you just add water. But you're 100% right. Powdered milk, you can really get into it.
I've been doing that already
for years.
Beautiful.
And so I think a person needs to be at least where they could stay at home 6 months, you know, bottled water, whatever you got to do.
Perfect. And even if you have 6 months of food, you can ration at yourself a little bit. You can stretch it out to nine or more. Okay, yeah, Farron, great show as usual. Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Tony, Rick, and Mark coming up. Tony in Chicago, how are you doing?
Yeah, Farron. Am I on? Hello?
I got you, Tony.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, Farron. The cheap gas here is $5.65. Okay. You go into the city, it's almost a dollar higher. It's $6.50. Now, by Monday, I guarantee, because crude oil was up $3 on Friday, it will be $6 in the suburbs, and it will be pushing $7 in the city. Now, what you're witnessing, and it's higher in other parts of the country, okay, because, I mean, we got a ton of taxes on it here and other parts of the country. Well, anyway, what you're witnessing right now, I mean, it is surreal, okay, and I knew it was coming 2 years ago when they started COVID hoax. You are witnessing the end of the world that you live in as you know it. It's that simple. It's coming to an end. Okay. And the world as you know it is coming to an end. And I mean, I had a good idea about that 2 years ago when COVID hoax, right after Art Jones 2020, and I swung right into COVID hoax campaign. I knew that was coming, and I got no response on this station, on TLB Talk, and I got one guy that I picked up around here to go out and rile people up, and it's just a dud. So, you know, it's just amazing how fast these people have moved. And, you know, the worst is yet to come. And people are still just sitting there doing absolutely nothing. And, you know, the group of people that are moving us on this track of calamity and suicide is just a very small group of people. But people are just sitting around and saying and doing absolutely nothing. And I'm just wondering, at what point will there be any reaction to this, you know, as we progress down the road to this agenda? At what point? You were just talking about that, weren't you, before the break?
Yes, sir.
It's just amazing. Gas is going to $10. I'm actually gonna cave because, like I said, I have to get out of here, okay? Because I know what's going to happen in this area, and I have to get out of here, and I have just a very difficult road ahead to get back down to Lee County, Florida, because things are really bad down there as far as finding a place to live. But I don't know. The time is just closing in on me, but I am going to probably cave. I promised myself I wasn't going to do it, but I'm going to make up a sign. It's going to say F / Ukraine / Biden, F $10 gas, F climate change hoax, and then I'm going to put sound off www.tlbtalk on it, just to see. Not that I, you know, have any relationship with TLB Talk, but I won't be able to. I've been trying to get these people to do a nationwide sign campaign. I don't know. I just put it up there, but I've had no response at all. And I think it's just going to be the same old stuff with RBM people. They're just going to sit there and do absolutely nothing because they're afraid to go out in public with their views. I hate to say it, but I'm going to do this and just see what I get off of these, you know, brain dead moron trash that lives in this Chicago area. And what blows my mind away is 2 years ago, okay, I'm talking about the black community here. We had over 100 fires. I'm serious. It was over 100 fires. It could have been pushing 125, 150. They didn't know how many fires they had in the black areas. Hundreds and hundreds of businesses looted, okay, over this fake video of, you know, drug addict George Floyd getting suffocated by that white cop. And there's no proof that thing ever was for real, okay? And in my mind, it was fake, and I did go up with a sign saying it was fake. I did it in a white area, And because I know these people are just a bunch of cowards at the time. I guess I'm 61, dude. I'm an old guy. And, you know, no one came after me because they're just a bunch of runt cowards around here. Okay, they ain't going to come after me. But, you know, I wouldn't do it in a black hair. But I'm just curious. You know, these people went berserk over somebody that they didn't know, just a video that the Jew puts up on TV. They went berserk. Okay. They're not going berserk now because I can go 5 miles over to the damn Ryan Expressway and the gas is going to be $6.50. It's all about Ukraine. I said it before. Why do these people of color care about Ukraine? You follow what I'm saying? I care because it's white genocide. Most whites don't care about white genocide. They support white genocide, or they're just, you know, they're just, duh, they're not going to do anything about it. But, you know, you just don't realize the dynamic in this country now. It has changed, like the guy from Canada. It is only 50% white. So, you know, I'm just wondering, why are these brownies and blackies and orientals, why are they just sitting there? Because, you know, this is when this gas price started flying, you know, going way up. And it was already going up, but it was artificially low over this Ukraine thing. Why do they care if two groups of white slobs are shooting at each other? Why would they care if Russia took all of Ukraine? You get my point? When they can't afford to put a tank of gas in their car? You get my point?
I'm with you, Tony. Yeah, I got your point. I'm with you, Tony. I'm with you. And then, you know, like I was talking about, like what you're talking about, after, Tony, we saw the American people accept shutting down their businesses, closing their churches, but the ABC store could stay open and the strip club could stay open, and they accepted this. There was no mass parades or riots or protests. Throwed all of the healthcare workers out of work if they wouldn't take the vaccine, and still small, minor protests. And now the gas prices have doubled. The store shelves are somewhat empty. I mean, we got a baby formula crisis, for the love of Jesus Christ. And the American people are still just sitting back. Our Republican Party in North Carolina is trying to frame it as a win that they're trying to pass legislation that you can't sexually indoctrinate children until the fourth grade. That's not a win. That's a complete failure. Nobody's for that. Nobody's for their fourth grade child being sexually indoctrinated into trannyism in the fourth grade. But yet the people sit back and take it. They take it and they take it and they take it and they turn on their TV and it's Pride Month and they take that and they just, I don't know how they have so successfully neutered the entire white population to the point of, but you know, the Protocols of Learned Elders of Zion, they said that they were going to put out so much disinformation and misinformation till people would just throw their hands up and not know what was real and what wasn't, what was true or what was happening, so that they just wouldn't care. And I tell you what, Tony, we're there.
Oh, no doubt about it. But like, you know, like I said, like when you go down to Lee County, when I was down there the last time, which has been a number of months, you know, it just takes one rabble rouser like myself to get out there. And, you know, I had just all kinds of people coming up to me. Oh, yeah, this is blah, blah, blah. They're ready to protest. Okay, so there are areas of the country, but, you know, you can get people out there. It just takes some people to set an example. Okay, but, you know, up here, this is, yeah, but then not just white people. Like I just said, where are the black, brown, and oriental, and et cetera, over this gas price? Because it's all based on Ukraine, and why would they care if white people are killing each other in Ukraine? Most whites don't even care. But around here, they all have Ukrainian flags on their houses. A lot of them do.
Tony, because I've got music. Let me jump off. I want to thank you for sending me that video. You were 100% correct on the Buffalo, which really got me going on that. Rick, Mark, Tom coming up. Back in moments.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 512-248-8252. Tony, I wanted to say thank you for sending me the information on the shooting there in Buffalo. It jaw dropper. Rick in Arizona, thank you for holding. What's on your mind today?
Farron. How you doing, Farron?
Doing good, sir.
Okay. No, Farron, it's really very simple. All we have to do is see the blood, the guts, and the gore to these shootings, and I'll be more than happy for a red flag law, wouldn't you? I mean, if these kids are snapping and going in there and shooting 20 kids, wouldn't you be in favor of a red flag law?
No.
You know? Wouldn't you? I mean, really.
I'm not in favor of red flag laws because who gets to interpret who gets their guns taken away? It's probably going to be some liberal leftist bureaucrat that would take my guns away just for the things I say on this broadcast. So that's why I would be totally opposed to red flag laws.
Yeah, that's why we need people like you on the radio to demand that we see the official crime scene photos.
Because I'll tell you right now. I'm all for that, Rick.
If we really don't stand up on this, and I'm not too optimistic, they're going to get the red flag laws in 10 years in all the states. I mean, there's some states that are never going to go for it. And then they're going to come in through the federal angle, and then they're going to get rid of that senator who did not vote for it. They're going to bring him in, a new one in, a woman. It'll be a woman. You cannot, I hate to say this, but you got to stay away from the women when you're voting. Because these women are nothing but organized crime pieces on a chessboard, okay? Now, we'll leave that subject. We're done. I'm done with that. I've got an article here that I just printed. It's from 2018, and it reads, Trump wants Europe to buy U.S. gas, but Russia is in the way. How about that? You know, they've been pushing this green crap story over in Europe to get them all off their coal and get them on board with natural gas. Well, then Russia starts to build a pipeline into Europe to give them a reasonable price on natural gas. Well, now what's happening? All of a sudden, there's a war over there, and they had to shut down the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. And now our oil companies are going to be selling them the liquefied natural gas, which is a huge, gargantuan market. This is the kind of crap that went on before World War I, stepping on people's toes for market share. This has been going on and planned a long time ago, okay, in the Trump administration to get the market share of the liquefied natural gas in Europe. Now, in my mind, I think they got Russia to attack Ukraine by coming in from the sidelines with their missiles and their homo-global and their multicultural. They gave Russia no choice but to attack Ukraine. And then they decided to stop all our allies from buying fuel from Russia. And now, in the state of North Dakota, all the oil that comes out of the Bakken oil field goes down to Louisiana, and it's sold to Asia. We don't have a shortage of oil. There's so much oil drowning in it. But they control where it goes, and who buys it, when, and that's how they keep the price up, and that's how they manipulate and squash Russia. I mean, dude, this whole thing goes back 3 or 4 years. So this might be Biden's war, but this was going on under the Trump administration to get this liquefied natural gas market going. That's about all I got to say, Farron. Thanks for taking the call.
Hey, thanks, Rick. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that he's 100% right. I mean, even these bioweapon labs in Ukraine were most likely there during the Trump administration. I don't think they were just created under Biden. And as far as all this being planned years in advance, certainly I agree with that, Rick. And all this being done intentionally, absolutely. Mark in Philadelphia, thanks for holding. What's on your mind, Mark?
Hello, Farron. Listen, man, this is implosion from within across the board. I just sent you a video link to from Deborah Tavares. She brought back the Iron Mountain blueprint. Had you ever seen that before?
Oh yeah, the report from Iron Mountain. Oh yeah, I've talked about it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I don't know that I had ever seen it, but I'd heard about this Iron Mountain thing. But anyway, I encourage you to watch it again if you haven't watched it recently, and anybody out there find it. So to me, you know, because in that Iron Mountain blueprint, it talks about that, you know, they bring over the United Nations. So they have to destroy the local police forces and bring over, you know, the United Nations force. Now, so what, you know, this Uvalde school thing, that's what that is, okay? It's a setup. It's a setup to show that policemen don't do their job or whatever, so because, you know, and then Pelosi's going to start beating the drum again about, you know, bringing over the blue helmets. I mean, she won't say blue helmets, but, and then we have this Trudeau. So this thing happening in the, yeah. You know, can I hold?
Yeah, hold that thought, Mark, and we've got Tom, Dave, Fred, and Mike coming up. Back in a moment.
Truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop and lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop and lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC,
1-7-9321. Back on the Alternative Media Baron in the studio. I've got Mark from Philadelphia on. Let me say this quick, Mark, before I turn it back to you, just for everyone to know. The report from Iron Mountain was a report that 15 men, a government panel, whose identities were never known as far as I know, put together a report that for governments to maintain power and control over the people, they needed to have war, constant war, or a substitute for war. And it's really interesting. It used to be, I haven't looked in a long time, it used to be on YouTube, it's a couple hours long. I would urge everyone to look into it. I believe it was they published a book of the report in the late 60s. But back to you, Mark.
Yeah, but then the thing is that they want to push it to where there's no war, and then that's supposedly when Lucifer shows up, you know, because there's peace across the world, because they don't want us, they want us to give up. They want us to give up and not fight anything that they're up to eventually at some point. That's, so they're going to go for the no war thing, see. So they create these crazy worse than get the people to agree that, well, you know, war's bad, it's really bad. Well, yeah, it is bad, but we have the right to revolt when governments do bad shit. Excuse my French. Anyway, so now we have in the north, we have Canada, and to me, that's a canary in the coal mine, as if it hasn't already been, because, but with what happened with the truckers thing, right? And so now, and by the way, these leaders of these countries, these are multi-generational. These are the offspring of these evil sons of guns, okay? And they're spoiled little brats. Tell me that whenever you hear Trudeau speak, within a couple of minutes hearing him, he's an arrogant, selfish, spoiled brat. And if you Canadians listen, surely you agree with that. And now it's legal for fentanyl and meth in British Columbia. It's legal there. I mean, come on, people, that's crazy. And meanwhile, we got the school shooting thing happening, and that's an inside job, because my understanding is that the U.S. Marshals were already present, and so was the FBI. That was a planned event to take down the distinction of law, of real law, that does protect the people from the crazy idiots that they're letting out of prisons across this land. And here I am on the front lines here in one of the oldest cities in the United States, our founding city, and this is one of the most corrupt cities on the whole planet. I think this is a power base for them. And so these people have been here for multiple generations. I got to tell you, they don't have a grasp on what's really going on, and they've become part of the game of this corruption thing. I'm not into this. I'm on the front line of idiocy. But so now get this. So did you see that the Queen, they acknowledged the Queen for something I don't even know and I don't care. But then they turned back to see how many people showed up. Did you see that, Farron? How many people showed up to kiss the butt of the Queen? How many? Did you see that?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, my God, man. We're talking about millions of people as far as the eye could see, wherever that the royal, wherever they were at. I mean, they panned the camera. Like a huge avenue, and there had to be millions of people there, and they're all laughing and smiling, and I'm like going, you dumb people, you're kissing the butt of these oligarchs. So but I can't, soon we're going to hear this Charles Schwab and his Harari guy, the guy that by his side, if that guy doesn't sound like Trotsky. He sounds like Trotsky. I don't know if you've ever seen any dramas about Trotsky. He sounds like Trotsky. He talks like Trotsky. He might be the offspring of Trotsky, you know, like the Leninite and Trotsky and all that. I mean, these people are DNA idiots. They're evil, and they're I hope they self-demise, man. They need to. But anyway, so wait until Charles Schwab said, well, don't worry, if anything's bugging you, just eat more bugs. That's the solution. Just eat more bugs.
And well, let me jump, Mark. I've got Tom, yeah, Dave, Fred, my competitor. But what you said last week, last week about gaslighting was really, really good. I wanted to thank you for that. Tom, in Florida, if everybody keep it to about 3 minutes or so, I'll get everybody up. Tom in Florida, thanks for calling.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good day, Farron. Yeah, good talking. Tony, man, Tony in Chicago, man, if you come down to Florida, if you don't like it in Lee County, go to Dixie County. It's pretty cool over there. It's cheaper over in Dixie. Check out some property in Dixie County. But listen, Farron, let's get ball rolling here real quick. And to the last caller, the guy from Brotherly, the city of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia, that place is a disaster. I was up there like 6 years ago. I thought it was a very cesspool is what it is, Philadelphia. And it used to be the Continental. When he wrote the Constitution, everything unbelievable was happening in that place. But of course, that's Zog. Zog's tearing the shreds out of this country. But in what Tony was saying about the gas prices, Farron, you know, the Hispanics here, the Cuban Americans down here in Florida, they're real bitter with the Democrats. They hate them because they know they lived in communist Cuba. They don't want communism here. And a lot of these Venezuelans, Farron, they already know what's going to happen here. They're trying to turn this into a Zionist occupational government of Zog. And that's what they're, you know, Israel, Misrael, whatever you want to call it. They're want to wipe this country out. And I, for the life of me, Farron, I don't understand why they have such a vitriol and hatred for white Americans. We're the ones to save their ass. My family went to save their ass. Christian Americans. And look, if anytime anybody gives you a crap, Farron, any Jew or anybody, a black, you know what, you tell them, I'm a Jew for Jesus, and they'll lay off of you. That's what Tony needs to understand. Say I'm a Jew for Jesus. They hate that. They can't stand it. They don't know what to say. They're tongue-tied. You got tongue-tied, these dirty Zog. These Tomalis. Whatever you want to call them. Zog. I call them Zog. Bottom line. Anyway, I also want you to go Farron 1 week, do a show on George Lincoln Rockwell, please. I want you to do like a 15-minute segment on George Lincoln Rockwell, the accomplishments actually that guy did in the military and the stuff that he has done for this country before they murdered him in cold blood in a laundromat. Now, here's what I want to talk about, Farron. We're talking about the crime in Donald Trump, okay? You got listeners in your audience right now. I don't know if they're trolls or what they are. But, you know, they're talking crap about Trump. At least Trump realized he would go out on his rallies to talk about MS-13. Farron, nobody's on your show is calling about all these illegal aliens coming here killing American citizens. And what if just one American got murdered by an illegal alien, that family should have the right to sue the federal government for hundreds of millions of dollars. The person in charge of the federal government at that time, like this bumbling Biden, he should be arrested and held for treason against Article 1, Title 8 of the Constitution for allowing illegal immigration to come in here and murdering American citizens. Let alone you got to worry about the inner cities where the black Americans come, where you go on, you need to get murdered by one of them. I mean, we're being undominated, and you know what? To the last, that one caller was talking about the white women. I heard the one guy call it. He's absolutely right. I went to my high school reunion affair a while back, and I couldn't believe the same lily-ass white broads are still hen-pecking like, they're for all their liberal nonsense calls because they've been so brainwashed by Zog. And they hate their own white skin. And Farron, look at all these white, all these commercials. You always see white women with black men on the commercials. You never see a white man and a white woman anymore. What happened? The white women are not even breeding babies back in the United States. They're not even having children. In the meantime, China's generals are saying, we don't care if we lose 800-900 million people. You'll be doing us a favor. So Farron, and you know, these electric cars and the Green New Deal, what's going to happen if we have a EMP hit us, Farron? What's going to happen with an EMP attack? Can you explain that? With all these electric cars, you better get a carburetor car. What do you think about that, Farron?
Well, I'm waiting for them to display that electric 747 that's going to fly from LAX to Hawaii. You know, show me that. You know, let me do this real quick, Tom, so I can move on. But if anyone's not seen it, it's still on YouTube. I just looked while Tom was talking. Watch George Lincoln Rockwell at Brown University. It's an hour and 2 minutes. Really interesting. Yeah, I will absolutely do that at some time. We'll spend a segment on George Lincoln Rockwell. It's a very interesting story if you've never looked into it. And of course, his death. Jay has commented before on his assassination and some of the strange happenings with that. But hey, thank you so much. Always enjoy your phone call, Tom. I wish I had more time. I'm going to move on to Dave in Nevada, Fred, Mike, Patrick, go try to get everybody on. Dave, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind? Dave, Nevada?
It's Pat.
There you are. We got you now, Dave. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Pat. Can you hear me? Yeah?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. The conference, the Council of State Governments, that's where you get the attorney generals, the state auditors, the state purchasing offices, all these legislators. That's part of the Council of State Governments. And Roosevelt had disbanded that and passed that off to the Bar Association. They're all controlled now by the bar. So that's one thing Roosevelt done to us is destroy us. He also, he passed the Trading with the Enemies Act, which created 100 or 250 different alphabet agencies. He had no authority to do that under his being a president. No authority. And then he passed off the authority. That's not supposed to, he's supposed to do that either. So, it's just tyranny upon tyranny. It's just amazing. You know, and Lincoln. And, they don't. up to.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Right. Patrick, you're so choppy, we can't hear you, so we're going to have to move on. Feel free to call back. Fred in Iowa.
Yeah, Fred, hear me.
Yeah, you're coming in good.
Okay, I'm going to try to keep this under a minute and a half or 2 minutes. Why I like you very much is you use common sense, and common sense is very uncommon in the world today. You or any host on RBN is not going to save my arse. In other words, all the hosts that are doing good and some bad isn't going to save my arse or anybody else unless I and other people go into action and get the word out. Now, I could call it witnessing, but witness to other people what you know about and what you're passionate about. Now, divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. Remember that word, because we're being divided, and therefore that's a method that they will conquer us. Witness to blacks, brown, red, and yellow people and get them on our side. And it's like that verse in the Bible that I can't remember verbatim, but this Christian was witnessing in a city. And if they don't listen to you or believe you, knock the dust from your heels and leave that city. And that city in Judgment Day will be worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. So people that you can't talk to and reason with, dust off the heels of your shoes and leave. But watch, divide, and conquer. Okay. You're a great show, great person, and I like it very much. Bye. Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much for the kind words, Fred, and good advice. Mike in Arizona, and then we got Ann in Virginia coming up. Mike, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
I am doing fine. I'd like to make some references to the shooting in Uvalde, and you were asking questions about crimes by illegals. If you go to your search engine, just type in crimes by illegals, and then you need to go down maybe three or four hits, and there's the CBP's statistics there, and I have a printout here and it goes back to 2016 up through fiscal year to date of 2022. Assault and battery, domestic violence in 16, it was 1,007. Then when President Trump got elected, it went to 692 for 17, 524 in 18, 299 in 19, 208 in 20. And then when Biden took over in fiscal year 21, it shot up to 1,178. And they have all kinds of burglary, larceny, theft, fraud, DWI, homicide. In 2016, it was 8. 17, it was 3. 18, it was 3. 19, it was 2. 20, it was 2. And then when Biden took over in 2021, it went up to 60. And it's already up to 36 this year for the fiscal year so far. And so just go to crimes by illegals, and they have it all spread out here. You know, I've heard some people talking about what happens to some countries when they're disarmed. And I've heard people talk about Hungary, Ukraine, and things like that, that when the people are disarmed and are invaded by a foreign country, we can look. We don't have to look all the way around the world. We can look just south of the border, that the people in Mexico, now they can own a few firearms as long as they're not military pattern weapons. They can own 22s and shotguns and things. But consistently, Mexico has about 30,000 people killed every year by the cartels. We talk about Biden's talking about arming people and things like that, or disarming the American people. But back during the Obama administration, for Fast and Furious or Operation or Project Gunrunner, we sent 12,000 guns down to Mexico. This store in Uvalde where this shooter is supposed to have purchased these firearms from, the gun store was caught in a criminal activity. They were working with the Mexican drug cartels, and they were shipping 10,000 rounds of ammunition to Mexico. But we have to ask ourselves, why do they want to ban the AR-15? And it's because they are effective. Then we have to ask, what do they have planned for the need to ban these weapons? The when they come out and say that they're going to ban all these types of weapons, well, back in 1939, the Supreme Court made a decision. It was called U.S. versus Miller. And they said that even though Mr. Miller lost the case, it had to do with the sawed-off shotgun, but it did say at the end that when the militia is called up for the national defense, the able-bodied males were expected to show up with a modern produced firearm that was purchased by themselves. So I'm not sure of how they think that they can disarm the American people when the Supreme Court has already ruled that you are required to be armed with a modern firearm and not just some musket or something. And then lastly, it's the psychological effect of what's going on. The politicians try to reduce this to the gullible people to thinking it has something to do with hunting and everything. You'll hear Biden say, well, you know, you don't have to have 30 rounds because deer don't have Kevlar. And then I think it was either the mayor of New York or the governor said that you don't need 30 rounds to hunt a deer. And you see, the Second Amendment had nothing to do with hunting deer. It had to do with a tyrannical government. And so
amen. Amen. You're right about that. You're right about it. Hey, thank you so much. Great call. I wish I had more time. Ann's been on hold this whole time, so I want to get her before we run out of time. Ann in Virginia, you're on.
Hey, Farron, I just wanted to tell you that I love your show, and I wish it could go on all day. But I wanted to respond to the caller from, I believe he was saying something about the blacks in Chicago. Well, I'm a black here in Richmond, Virginia, and we're seeing the same crazy stuff here. But the fact of the matter is that blacks don't care about people in the Ukraine. They're just slaves still to the Democrat Party, the majority of them. You know, it's about 95% maybe that are going to do whatever they're told. They don't read anything, and they don't care. They couldn't find Ukraine if you pinned it on the bottom of their shoe.
Wow, that, you know, I've got a clip. I wish I had time to play it of Candace Owens on Tucker this past week, saying a whole lot of what you just said right there. And you know, if we could wake up the black community to quit voting, you know, in lockstep with the Democrat Party, which is actually working diligently to the demise of the black community, sadly, it would really make an advance in affecting change.
They have not. Look, they have not worked to the demise. They have damn near destroyed it. They're just only a hair's breadth away from completely destroying it, and they're not going to wake up. They're not. I've been trying to wake them up, well, the better part of 40 years, but they're not going to wake up. And sadly, I don't know. I'm looking at it myself. I'm black. I'm, you know, some might need to be destroyed in order to have a rebirth and a better people. You know what I mean?
I know, you know, just I'm 55, and what I've seen here locally with the black community, the black race was so much better off 40 years ago, as far as more black owned businesses, black communities that were very healthy than what I see today. I go around in this area of North Carolina. I don't even see young black people working anywhere, not at fast food, nowhere. I'm like, where is the black youth?
But, Farron, they're not going to work. And I got to tell you something. I'm a kid of the 70s, and I grew up next to Carolina. We used to come to Runographs a lot when I was a kid. But back then, literally, black children, black kids were fighting. They were working all in the back of fields. They were working everywhere they could work. But I'm going to tell you something. As the 80s went on and they started this welfare shit, this government housing crap, all this stuff, you can see in just a short period of time what black people have evolved into. So you'll never get another working generation, sadly.
Let me ask you this, Ann, because this is a great phone call, and I really appreciate you calling in today. To me, it looks like when we moved away from like Kool and the Gang and that type of great music that black bands were producing, and you know, white people was buying it and loving it, going to the concert. And then they done away with that completely, and they moved to this gangster rap and this thug, the glorification of the thug mentality, and it's only gotten worse. It seemed like that had such a detrimental effect on the black youth. What's your thoughts on that?
It was by design, and Farron, before people had started saying this aloud, I was quietly saying it. I never have been a fan of this gangster rap. I've never really been. I love metal. That's what I listen to. That's why I like the bumper music in your show. But I will tell you this: that music by design. Now I know that people, you know, have a problem with telling the truth about who's behind this music, why it's being done. These people are posing as other people, and that may not be a philosophy that a lot of people subscribe to, but we know who's doing it. We know why they're doing it. They're doing the same thing to white people, and as far as I'm concerned, the Jews are coming after all of us. They're using every device that they can to divide and conquer, and they may just be successful if we don't wake up.
And thank you so much for calling in. Call back in. Let's talk more. Maybe like to have you on for a segment, have you on as a guest. We're out of time. Thanks,
right,
Everyone. My apologies to Mike and Chris. If you want to give the board op an email, I'll get in contact with you then. My apologies to Mike and Chris. When they come for you, go give them a leg. When they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network. Republicbroadcasting.org.